Welcome to the deep dive. We've been digging through a huge pile of end-of-year gaming intelligence, future hardware leaks, market analysis, and some surprisingly urgent alerts about software.
And as we're looking towards 2026, our sources are really painting this picture of a major conflict for anyone with money to spend in gaming.
A conflict, yeah. What's the core of it?
It's the split. On one side, you have the promise of future tech, you know, what our sources call limitless power at eye-watering prices, the stuff that forces you into these big, sometimes mandatory system upgrades.
And the other side of that coin.
That's the surprise, really.
Yeah.
It's the rise of more fun for less money. It's all about clever software, big discounts, things that just completely change the value calculation.
So our goal today is to cut through all that noise and figure out the smart strategy for you. Is now the time to go all in on the future? Or should you maybe hold back and just maximize the value that's right in front of you?
Let's start with the future, because it is demanding.
It's very demanding. We're talking about the NVIDIA RTX 5090. This is the next big thing built on that Blackwell architecture. And yeah, power-hungry Titan is the phrase that keeps coming up.
The first thing that jumps out from the specs is the TDP, the thermal design power. I mean, the RTX 4090 was already a monster at 450 watts.
And the 5090.
The documents we're seeing show it climbing past 500 watts, maybe even hitting 550 watts under load. That 100-watt jump, that's a huge deal. It has these massive ripple effects for your whole PC.
That's the key, isn't it? You're not just buying a graphics card anymore.
Not even close. You're buying a new electrical system. The first thing is your power supply unit, your PSU. It's basically a mandatory upgrade. The reports are blunt. Anything under 1,200 watts is, and I quote, in the danger zone.
And it's not just about the total wattage, right? There's more to it.
Exactly. We have to talk about the ATX 3.1 standard. It's so important because it handles what are called transient power spikes.
Okay, break that down. What's a transient spike?
So for just a millisecond, the GPU can suddenly ask for double, maybe even triple its normal power. It's just an instant burst. If your PSU is an ATX 3.1 compliant, your whole system could just shut down or become unstable.
And of course, that leads us right back to the cables. Everyone remembers the melted connectors from the 40 series launch.
Yes, and NVIDIA is, thankfully, using the revised 12V 2x6 connectors to stop that from happening again. But I mean, you can't cheat physics. Pushing over 500 watts continuously through one cable is, it's still a challenge. It puts a lot of pressure on your case cooling, too. More airflow, probably more noise.
So is the performance actually worth all that? The cost, the new PSU, the noise?
Well, the early benchmarks floating around are kind of staggering. They suggest a 60 to 70% performance increase over the 4090.
Especially in ray tracing, I saw.
Exactly. Yeah. That is a truly massive leap. But this is where you have to ask the big question. Who is this really for? If you're a hardcore enthusiast aiming for native 4K, maybe 8K gaming, or, and this is the new part, if you're working with local AI models, large language models, then yeah, this TARD is the king, no question.
But for most of us, the majority of PC gamers playing at 1440p.
It's completely overkill. The analogy in one report was perfect. It's like buying a tank for a grocery run. The smarter money for most people will likely be on the 5070 or 5060, you know, when they come out.
And this whole power-hungry trend isn't just staying on the desktop, is it? We're seeing it bleed over into mobile gaming.
Absolutely. It's forcing some major changes in how phones are designed, especially around cooling.
The leaks about the Galaxy S26 Ultra are a perfect example of this. The new chip, the Snapdragon 8 Gen 5, is all about gaming.
The reports we're seeing claim that in GPU stress tests, it's outperforming Apple's A19 Pro by about 15%. And the reason is this really deep integration of RDNA 4 graphics, which is from that Samsung and AMD partnership.
And in practical terms, what does that get you?
It gets you true console-level graphics. We're talking about games like Warzone Mobile being able to run with real ray tracing, the lighting, the reflections. It's apparently comparable to a home console.
But that immediately brings up the heat issue.
Yeah.
Older phones would just get hot and then slow down, the thermal throttling.
And Samsung knew they had to fix that.
Yeah.
The leaks show the crucial fix is that they've literally doubled the size of the vapor chamber inside the phone. They are tackling that heat problem head on, even if it makes the phone a tiny bit thicker.
Okay, so let's pivot from these power gluttons to maybe the most talked about piece of hardware right now.
The Nintendo Switch 2.
And what everyone is calling the $399 dilemma.
Yeah, multiple analysts in Japan seem to have confirmed that Nintendo has locked in that $399 price point. But like you said, the price isn't the controversy. It's the compromise they're making to hit that price.
It's the screen. The leak says the base model will have an LCD panel, and the community reaction has been, well, outrage.
You can see why, right? We're heading into 2026. You can get a $200 phone with a beautiful OLED screen. So to ask people to pay $400 for a flagship device with an LCD, it's a tough ask.
But there is a logic to it from Nintendo's perspective.
There is. They're basically putting all their money into the processing power, that NVIDIA T239 chip, instead of the screen. They want the core experience, especially when it's docked and on your TV, to be absolutely top tier.
And that T239 chip is the real powerhouse.
Oh, yeah. The rumors say it has the raw power of a PS4 Pro, and critically, it fully supports DLSS. That's NVIDIA's upscaling tech. That is the magic trick that lets this handheld device potentially output games in 4K on your television.
Which points directly to a two-tier release strategy, kind of like what we saw with the Steam Deck.
Exactly. It's the smart play. You'll have the base model at $399. That's the one with the LCD screen and probably 128 gigs of storage.
Then the premium option.
Then the premium model. For maybe $499, you get the upgrade to that beautiful OLED display and more storage, like 512 gigs.
It's classic Nintendo, really. They're betting that Mario and Zelda are strong enough to make you overlook a technical compromise. So the question for you becomes, are you willing to give up that amazing handheld OLED experience just so you can play in 4K when it's docked? That's the trade-off.
So if all this talk about high wattage GPUs and screen compromises is making you want to hold on to your wallet, the good news is the value on the software side of things has, well, it's never been better.
Let's shift gears completely. How can you get more performance and more games right now without buying any new hardware?
The answer is actually coming from Windows 11. It's a new feature called Auto SR, or Super Resolution. And it might be the most important feature for gamers Microsoft has released in years. It's a game changer for making your hardware last longer.
It works like DLSS or FSR, but there's a huge difference, right?
A critical difference. It works at the operating system level, not the game level. And what that means is that Auto SR can upscale virtually any game, even old classics that never got official support for this kind of deck.
So how does it actually work?
Okay, so the game itself runs at a lower resolution, say 720p, which is easy for your graphics card. Then the NPU in your system, the neural processing unit, takes over.
The NPU, right. That's the dedicated AI chip.
Exactly. It's separate from your main GPU and CPU. It's purpose-built for these AI tasks, so it can take that 720p image and intelligently upscale it to a sharp 1080p or 1440p. And the result for you is just free performance, higher frame rates, basically, for free. It could make a card like an RTX 3060 feel new for years to come.
Speaking of maximum value, let's talk about the completely free side. The Epic Games holiday giveaway is hitting its climax.
And this is urgent. Based on some very reliable insider info, the final mystery game is expected to be a huge AAA title. In past years, they've given away the entire Tomb Raider trilogy.
The speculation this year from that insider Bill Bilkun is pointing towards something massive, like Guardians of the Galaxy or even Cyberpunk 2077.
Whatever it is, the warning is about the time limit. This isn't a weekly thing. You have a strict 24-hour window until 7:30 p.m. tomorrow to claim it. Our advice is just open the launcher now and click claim. You get the license forever, even if you don't download it for months.
And once you've done that, there's the Steam Winter Sale running until January 5th. It's overwhelming, but our sources pulled a curated list of 5 absolute gems for under $10.
This is where you should be spending your money right now. This is the definition of more fun for less money.
Okay, let's run through the list.
First up, Titanfall 2. It's $3. And it's no exaggeration. Many call it the greatest single-player shooter campaign ever made. For $3, it's a must-buy.
Next.
Hollow Knight for $7. It's a masterpiece. And with the sequel, Silksong, supposedly coming in 2026, now is the perfect time to get ready.
Agreed, RPG.
The Witcher 3. Wild Hunt, the complete edition. For $10. I mean, even today, the storytelling in this game is better than almost any new AAA release. It is hundreds of hours of quality content.
What about something different, more narrative-focused?
Disco Elysium for $9. If you love deep stories and psychological gameplay over combat, this is it. It's probably the best text-based RPG of the last decade. Truly mind-blowing.
And one more to round it out.
Celeste for $5. It's a very difficult platformer, but the controls are perfect, and it tells this incredibly touching story about anxiety and perseverance. So much heart in a $5 game.
And a quick pro tip from the analysts. Before you buy anything, check a site like SteamDB. Just make sure you're getting the true historical low price. You want the absolute best deal.
So when you put it all together, The insane power demands of the 5090, the compromises of the Switch 2, you see that the future of hardware is going to be very, very expensive.
It's not just your money either. It's asking for major upgrades or for you to accept compromises. The hardware war hasn't even peaked yet.
Exactly. And then you compare that to the immediate accessible value you can get right now, the free performance from AutoSR, these incredible software deals.
So the smart strategy, the one distilled from all our sources, seems crystal clear.
The recommendation is to spend your cash on discounted masterpieces now and save the big budget for the hardware wars of 2026. Grab that free Epic game, get those Steam deals, enjoy what you have.
Which leaves us with one final thought for you, a question that really sums up this whole conflict. If you had a strict budget of $400 today, right now, what would you do? Would you pre-order the Nintendo Switch 2, that LCD model, sacrificing screen quality for future potential? Or would you take that same $400 and buy a new graphics card for your PC, maximizing the games you already own today? That's the choice. Future promise versus immediate reality.